Okay, good evening, everyone. My name is Hannah Jonathan, aka Soul Spice the Sex Goddess. I'm a life and sex coach. Like I said, I would like to say thank you to all our facilitators. Tonight we're talking about sex in marriage, but like I typed, I'm going to start from before marriage, because of course I'm not one to deceive myself that sex happens only in a marriage. Really, we all know that a lot of us have had sex, a lot of us are still tasting, a lot of us are trying to taste, a lot of us are at the point of testing before marriage. But my question to you is this: am I against you testing? No. Am I with you testing? No. But I'm going to ask you a simple question: does testing before marriage, does that define what you would get after marriage? Does your testing before marriage, let's assume you test before marriage and it's so sweet, does that mean that 3 years after marriage is still going to be sweet? Uncle, you're deceiving yourself. Does testing, if testing before marriage is sour, probably she's not good in bed, and you feel, okay, I'm not marrying this, I'm marrying another person, right? The question, how many women or how many men are you going to keep testing before you get married? And when you eventually get married, one thing we do not understand is sex before marriage is totally different from sex in marriage, right? So today I'm going to be taking you through all the stages. I'm going to be breaking it down for you. I'm going to be creating scenarios. I'm going to be telling you, maybe, I don't know yet, some facts about my life. Like I said, please hold on to your religion, hold on to whatever you believe in. If you do not agree whatever I say, please discard it. Right, I am not one to, I am a Christian, note, I believe in my God, but I've got to do my job as a sex part. And being a sex part, my job has nothing to do with religion. I do not put my belief system in place of my job. I do my job, and when I get out of job, I take over my religion and I hold on to my belief system, because of course I don't know who I'm going to be blessing tonight, and whatever it is, I say the way it is, right? And I live my life the way I want to. So if you do not agree with certain things, please feel free to discard. It's okay. It's okay. It's understandable. Until you get to that point of assimilating or understanding whatever it is I might have said or I will say. So thank you so much for having me. Let's get down to business, because all I do is bring your fantasy to reality. See ya.